black mask, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mask, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mask, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mask, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed. I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
What's good, what's good? To the family out there, we appreciate you joining us for another show.
Yes, another episode.
Another episode of Urban X Podcast. We're here.
Of the Urban X.
For the people in New York.
Podcast.
Thank you for being in warm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Wild outside.
It's brutal out there.
Yeah, it's snowing outside.
Usually when they say it's going to snow in New York, I go,
eh. Yeah. I didn't take it seriously either. I was like, eh.
And it came down.
Yeah.
It's official tissue.
I said, oh, it's snowing. You got to say
yeah,
it twice.
Yeah, it's snowing. Yeah. Facts. What up, podcast world? We appreciate your support.
Facts.
Jimmy, thanks for that bread already in the game.
Of course, Jimmy. We appreciate you.
We appreciate that love. My chair's a little rocky.
Yo, dude, I tightened that chair up.
If I fall, this is an insurance thing. Malcolm's trying to get my inheritance. All right? And it will go viral, and he's trying to build up the ratings,
his
father out of a chair.
He's seen me tighten that chair up, too.
I saw him attempting to tighten the chair. And he's like, here, Dad, that's your chair.
I tightened all of them. Bro.
So you guys are just aware of that kind of stuff. How was your week, young man?
I was tired this week, man.
Are you still on the 4:30 stuff?
Yeah, but it was tough.
Dude, you losing it?
It was tough. No,
you rolling over, getting that extra,
yeah,
it's cold.
Yeah, it was tough.
Let me get an extra half hour of Z's.
Yeah, it was tough this week. I'm not going to lie to you. I think I got to start cutting some stuff out of my diet that make me tired. Because I was still eating eggs.
Oh, you can't eat eggs,
yeah,
bro?
You can't eat eggs. And I heard, I read somewhere that...
thanks, Mass 528. Appreciate it.
Like, I heard that makes you kind of lethargic in the morning.
Eggs, bro.
Yeah, so I was just like, let me stop. And it's a lot of sodium.
Yeah. It's eggs ain't good for you.
So I said, let me chill.
Unless I'm having an egg and cheese on a croissant. Then it's amazing. No, but on the serious, that's a part of the whole dairy
and then,
family that you have to rid your body of.
And exactly. And then remember, I had some of Tanya's mac and cheese other when I don't eat mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a lot of, at the gym, it was a lot of mucus.
Yeah, mucus coming up. Yeah, that's why she only makes that twice a year.
Yeah.
She makes it maybe for somebody's birthday and maybe Thanksgiving just because different people eat. But we don't eat that.
Yeah.
And I grew up on mac and cheese, but...
I wasn't feeling well.
I was making offerings to the doo-doo gods, like, right away. Like, all hell the doo-doo gods. This is an offering.
How was your week?
Day 18 of the Deepak Chopra.
Oh, how's that going?
Meditation. It's going great.
Good job.
Yeah. Me and wife have been in the middle of the floor. 5 in the morning. Breathing. And he gives a nice little 10-minute spiel of, you know, what you need to do for that day. And it kind of sets the tone for the day. It really does. And the fact that we're doing that together, that's kind of cool.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And 21 days to form a new habit.
Yeah.
So I'll keep it going on my own, and she'll keep it going on her own after that. So that's good. The man behind the scenes today is Eli in the building.
Out.
Clap that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Tia's not here.
Yeah, wifey's not here, and her and Odyssey, because Odyssey's birthday is Monday. Yeah,
you almost forgot.
I have so many children.
Real quick, we definitely forgot to shout out Marcus for his birthday
last week. Yeah, my oldest son Marcus' birthday was last week, Thursday, on the show.
And we forgot. Like, as soon as the cameras went off, we were like, oh.
We was like, ah. But remember, we were starting late.
Yeah.
It was one of the behind the scenes. We rushed, and our whole program was kind of thrown off. But Odyssey will be 17.
Right.
So she went to get her hair done because she's, I don't know, she's doing what 17-year-old girls do for their birthday. We're going to Hibachi. Clap that up.
Am I invited?
I don't know. You have to ask Odyssey. I'm assuming you are.
I'm going.
And we went to Hibachi for Isaac.
Yeah.
My grandson's birthday.
Yeah.
And I did not know that they don't bring you all your food at once. I understand it's a show.
That was your first time there?
That was my first time at Hibachi.
Yeah.
And you know, he hit the fire in the hat. Hey! You know, oh, ooh, threw an egg on his head. All that shit was cool. I'm like, all right, son, that shit sound great. Like, I'm ordering, you know, the veggie rice and this and that. Bring that over. And they gave me the rice.
Yeah.
And I was hungry, too, so I ate the rice. Then they chopped up the fucking tofu, which I ordered tofu and vegetables. Then they sent that shit. And then I ordered something. Everything came, like, at different times. And I was, like, pissed. But he did shoot tequila in my mouth. That was cool. He had his gun and shit.
That was pause worthy. I said pause as he was doing it.
So, that's where she wants to go for her birthday.
Shout out to Jada X.
Jada X, appreciate that love.
Facts, facts.
So that's what we're going for her birthday. It's her day, you know. But 17 is not like a major birthday. She's acting like it's huge.
No, it's a major birthday because her birthday is late and that's her last birthday here before she goes to college.
I don't give a fuck. 17 is 17.
I'm just saying. I was the same way. My birthday is in September. Marcus was the same way. His birthday is in November.
Okay. So this is the last one before you go into the world, into college. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it is a big thing. Exactly. So they're on the road eventually. They might be listening in on the show. And we have to keep Eli here. Because Eli, mind adrift. His Golden State Warriors is playing and shit. He'll be sitting there like, I wonder who's winning the game and shit. And he'll be doing all kind of drifting shit. And I'd be like, yo, Eli, you know. So if you see the camera on me, but Malcolm is talking for 20 minutes, no one understand that Eli's mind has drifted onto some shit that he has going on in his mind. But we love you, Kenneth Bowman and son, B-Son. Peace. We appreciate all that support.
Facts.
All the support that comes through to help us do what we do. We really, really appreciate it.
Shout out to these shirts.
Oh, yeah.
So this came from Sean Artis.
Sean Artis.
Out in Texas.
Clap that up.
Designer out in Texas, yes.
Yeah. So we rock people's gear.
For now.
For now. So, you might be out of time, but...
Yeah, I mean, like the next... I think like 3 weeks,
maybe three, and we already got
shirts from other people.
From other people, so
it might be over. I'm not gonna lie.
Don't send us any more shit. Just don't do it, because we won't wear it. You know. Yeah. So, but we appreciate the support.
Definitely.
We want to keep this thing going. We want to add new people on as much as we can. That's why we always ask you subscribe, tell a friend,
right?
To tell a friend, and hopefully, you know, they can get something out of, you know,
what we do.
What it is we do. So with that being said,
you are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
That's official, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's official. What do we have on the docket?
So first thing, this was Jamel Robertson. He was a security guard down in Houston, and he was shot. He was a security guard, and he was killed after actually doing his job because something happened where some guy opened fire. He wound up getting one of the people, had him pinned down.
In the police officers.
With his security hat on.
With a security hat on. Yes. Stance.
Cops came, witnesses yelled, like, yo, he's security, and they shot him.
And killed him.
Yes.
Man, listen. These stories, first of all, our condolences go out to him and his family.
He's 26 years old.
26-year-old black man. Did he have any children? I'm pretty sure he might have had a child or something.
I'm not sure.
26-year-old black man trying to get on the right side of the law,
mm-hmm.
do his job.
He wanted to be a cop as well.
He wanted to be a cop. He had license to carry. Mm-hmm. He was out there. Some things broke out in the club. And he basically apprehended the shooter and had him down in the proper position with his hat that said security. His hat might as well said nigga.
Yeah.
Because that's the way the officers approaching. And these white officers are really on adrenaline half the time. They don't care. He could have been in one of their uniforms. As funny as it may seem, they just see nigga and they shot and killed this black man who's now not coming home to his mother, to his wife, to his girl. And it's disgusting, but I'm not surprised.
It was so sad to hear because like he was literally doing his job.
It don't get... Listen, black man in his house last month, two months ago. In his house. He's completed his task for the day of being a black man in the hood.
Yeah.
Boom, I put my key in my door. Boom, another day down. No. Fucking white chick come in the house and kill me in my house.
Well, real quick on that story, the new district attorney is trying to press charge, like trying to get her.
Absolutely, I hope so.
For murder,
Hope so, because she deserves murder for that. So now we have a scenario because they keep adding to the scenario. Was it Luima who reached for his wallet?
Diallo.
One of the two. Reached for his wallet. They asked for his identification. He reached for his wallet. They shoot him 41 times. Now we have a scenario. A brother is on his job. He ain't out selling drugs. He ain't no deadbeat baby daddy and all that. He's on the job and he gets killed. I mean, I'm not surprised, but these scenarios are ridiculous.
And when you break this situation down to like the root of it, like racism killed him.
Yes, absolutely.
Racism killed him.
Absolutely. Like, nothing else you can say. I'm in my suit, security. The people are saying he's one of us. They run up on him and they kill him and he's going to walk.
You think so?
Yeah. He's going to walk. Because these white officers always walk.
Yeah.
I'm sad to say, he's going to come in with a clean shaven in a suit. And he's going to say, my tactical skills train me that when I show up, I saw a gun. It was dark. I did not see security on his hat. I assume because shots were fired, we were called to the situation. But what happened to freeze? Drop the gun. What happened to all that?
Facts.
I shot. Watch. Watch. Mm. I hate to say that. But, I mean, the numbers, the statistical data continues to say that that's what's going to happen. You know what I mean? And it's sad. He wanted to be an officer.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you come up through the ranks. You can't. Sometimes that looks good on your resume. Yeah. Security held down a specific situation. You already licensed to have a firearm. You haven't discharged your firearm in any crazy situations. Because for that matter, he could have shot that dude he was chasing.
Right.
But him having the wherewithal to understand that's not how we do things. And this is why black officers... That's not
supposed to do things. There's people who served in the military who come back after... And see what's going on and say, they're like, yo, what is your protocol?
Right. What is the protocol here? Because this is way... Because
they even have protocol. They're in war and they even have protocol before they can...
Before they can engage.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Before they can engage you, they have a protocol that they must follow before they feel that their life must be in threat.
And these are soldiers.
And these are soldiers. So right? You're trained about, to kill really on the spot.
Right. So a police officer who... I guess he didn't have any verbal commands because you killed him.
We're going to hear what and the video camera will come out later.
Oh,
because you know they're going to doctor that up or they want to hold it. And so they can review it first so his lawyers can try to make sense of the scenario.
Yeah.
Listen, I said this in my book, Urban Culture Decoded. Get that book if you can. White police officers, first of all, they take these jobs. Mm-hmm. As a last resort. It's the lowest of the lowest of the totem pole for white America. You are now guarding the elite against poor people.
Okay.
You couldn't become a lawyer, a doctor, a stockbroker, an engineer, all of them other elite white positions. But one thing you know, you can become a police officer and at least you are above niggas. Okay. And that's the way they see it. My uncle was a cop. His uncle was a cop. We are the front line against white supremacy or to protect white supremacy And it's a low no end job for a lot of them, because now you deployed into what is considered to them a battlefield.
Right. Oh, shout out to Derek, man, Gorilla Prince.
Oh, Gorilla Prince in the building. Appreciate that love. Yeah. Yeah, we got a nice little documentary on him on our site. If you're into personal training or sending your kids away, to boarding school, and you're serious about it.
Yeah, if you want your kids to really be at the next level.
Absolutely.
If they want to play athletics.
He's trained my whole family, so we already know. So, back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
So it's the lowest of the low. You can't really get no lower than that for them, unless you're a firefighter or, and you're deployed to what they consider the killing fields.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't like these people. You don't like black people. And now you have a license to kill black people. And that's where we are with this. And this is why I said our community should govern our community. If black officers are in our community and they from the hood, when they walk into the projects, they're not even reaching for their weapon because they know how this goes. I already know you. I know your mother. I want you out of this hallway. When I come back in 10 minutes, that's all you got to say. All right, officer, you already know what it is. I like the dice game. I used to shoot dice. Check this out. I need this cleaned up because I got grand people coming through. When you know the community that you are policing.
Well, they're trying to, institute community policing in New York. I know for a fact they're trying
Demaine
to.
Demaine Collins, thank you. Enjoy the show. Appreciate it.
I know in New York they're trying to do that for sure, like have more community policing.
Well, it needs to be across the board.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you white officers will not be gunning down white kids. I can guarantee you that shit.
It was a show that was on, I think it was on Fox a couple years ago with Sanaa Lathan and Mac Wiles was a black cop and he shot a white kid.
And they turned that into something big. Yeah. They did a whole episode. I forget the name of the show.
I forgot the name of the show, but that was
the chat probably know what that is.
Yeah, I thought that was a real interesting concept because
I'd never hear about black officers mistakenly killing white kids. I don't. So maybe the programming runs that deep where we know we not going to kill these white kids, but they come here and they kill us all the time. But I will say this, if black, even that Chinese officer.
All right. Yeah.
As soon as he walked into the project hallway, he pulled his burner and killed homie.
Yeah.
You are not supposed to be in our neighborhoods. But if I'm walking around on people who are familiar with the neighborhood, I got a job to do. I will arrest your ass. But I'm telling you, I don't want to do that, but I have a job to do. Then you have all these quotas that they have to meet. And, they're revenue officers now. So, they're getting tickets for all this old crazy kind of stuff. And it's bad. But when you have these white people who hate us, some of them are in the Klan. You know what I mean? And they come and they're deployed to what is Vietnam to them. It becomes very, very dangerous.
Shout out to Jiggy.
Jiggy.
Jiggy Josh, man. I appreciate that.
So we have a situation on our hand.
Yeah.
That something has to give, man, because this is going to continue to happen, and it's a sad situation. So, again, shout out to him and his family. Black man can't be in his home. Black man can't be on his job. Black man can't reach for his wallet. Yeah. Black man can't do nothing, you know what I mean, without feeling the threat of police officers.
I'm not going to lie. This goes into another discussion that was happening on Twitter I saw today.
Uh-huh.
Where it was actually this whole week where it was a lot of black women, they were feminists, I guess, right? They were arguing the fact that during slavery, black men had more power as a slave than white women. So, ipso facto, black men benefit from white supremacy.
Well, explain that to me. Please explain it.
Dude.
Dude, as Malcolm would say,
your guess is as good as mine, because like the argument that was trying to be made was that black men in America benefit from patriarchy that white supremacy upholds. But when you break it down to numbers, like black men are the least educated, especially compared to black women.
Right, absolutely.
Least educated, so we don't get as
good incarcerated jobs, rates.
It killed way more.
Absolutely. So I
don't get where that.
Where they getting these numbers? I saw Jada Pinkett. She has a show called The Red Table on YouTube. Her mother, and her daughter had a very interesting take on black and white relationships, in reference to black women and white women, And they had this white lady on. I forget her name. She deals with race relations. She's really deep.
I know. I forgot her name.
And it was a real interesting conversation, you know, just about race in this country and how my generation, we're not racist because we can't be racist. But we are a little bit more prejudiced because I'm still connected to water holes and police dogs and how my son and daughter are birthed in a different time frame, so they have a more tolerable a relationship with white people.
Yeah, and I understand that.
I can't pass my prejudices on to them. I can only teach them about who they are. So if I teach you about who you are, because obviously you went to go see the thug, The Hate U Gave, and she came back pissed. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to Howard now. And all that stuff you was talking, Dad, I understand. So this is my definition of what it means. It takes a village.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So I can teach my son certain things, but his uncle can come in and teach him the same exact things, and he gets it. So we all have to kind of help each other out. You know what I mean? Yeah. From time to time. But that put her, I didn't see the movie. She said, no, we're going to see it this weekend, Dad. And I said, okay, well, hey, you know, so she's really pissed about something that happened in the movie.
Shout out to Let's Get Free.
Let's Get Free, always showing that love. Peace, not great show as usual. Appreciate it.
So, somebody said lay siege to the Chicago PD.
Say it again.
Somebody said lay siege to the Chicago PD. Was that that's not what happened with the security guy, right?
I'm not sure.
No, that was in Houston.
All right, I don't know what that means.
But so going into, like, we're talking about the relationships between white women and black women, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a relationship that nobody is, like, really discussing, or, like, black women don't want to see, right, when it comes to feminism and those feministic ideals.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they're using black women to some of the rhetoric I see, like, they destroying black men every which way.
Yes, yes. It's not even funny anymore.
And then the elections last week.
Right,
white 60% of white women voted Republicans for the people that they tried to fearmonger us into, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So you would think that they would learn, but no.
Listen, black men and black women in particular, because that's all I really care about. We got to get it together. And we have to get it together because our future depends on it. If you think, you know, you're going to let one of them white girls, you know, munch on your carpet and life is going to be great, it's not.
Yo, real quick.
Okay, just keep it in the buck with you.
Real quick, because this goes into the next thing. So, Alyssa Milano, Tamika Mallory, right? She's the one who is one of the leaders of the Women's March movement, right? They had the big march after Trump won, right?
Okay.
She's the one that's always with my son.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
She was the one who got kicked off the plane. Like, she was...
Yeah. Right?
So, Alyssa Milano, who was supposed to speak at this next year's Women's March,
mm-hmm.
is refusing to go, and there's a few other people refusing to go because they don't want to distance themselves from Farrakhan.
Mm.
Right? And the people are going in like, yo, if you're either an ally or you're not.
Salute, B-Son X. And Tabitha West, thank you so... She gets a clap.
Thanks, thank you.
Y'all all get claps. I appreciate it. Shit.
But you get what I'm saying?
So because they don't want to distance themselves from Farrakhan?
Now she don't want to be a part of the Women's March movement.
Wow. So Farrakhan is the new target now.
Yeah, Farrakhan is...
He's the... de facto target. Whenever they want to push you and find out where you stand, where you stand on Farrakhan.
Yeah.
I fucks with Farrakhan. That's my nigga.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you out of it.
So being like in line with Farrakhan is literally almost the same as being called an anti-Semite.
Absolutely. They like go one. It's like one and the same.
They're kind of doing the one and the same now.
Right. Absolutely. Ta-da. Thank you so much. So,
I thought that was interesting.
No, these are all interesting points, but black men and black women, we got to do something, man, because they can really remix us with this artificial intelligence, with all of this stuff going on. What you consider a black family is going to be something totally different. You know what I mean? Yeah. If we make it, you know what I mean? So these people are constantly at war, and my only disagreement with how we operate. We still operating in a beta mode. We still operating using old tactics and old rah-rah-rah tactics, and they're on the next level of how to split and divide us, and we got to catch up. We need an upgrade. I'm always saying that, and people think I'm taking shots at the so-called conscious community or the... I'm not. We need an upgrade. We cannot continue to operate in the same modus of operandi and expect something grand to happen. This shit is moving very fast around us, and we're stuck. You know what I mean? We have to kind of just be on top of our game from a technological standpoint. If your children do not know how to code in the next couple of years, that's a problem.
Yeah, but like my children, like by the time I have children,
the ACS might come visit you. Like, are you abusing this child? Because the coding is the key to your entry into the simulation on a level where you can be active and your creative genius can express itself. So it ain't gonna be no more boogieing on the corner and shit, and it's just not gonna cut it. You know what I mean? You have to understand how to get into the matrix, into the simulation, and create something within it to make it happen, because they're gonna be using all of these things to knock us off.
Yeah.
So be on be on alert. Shit.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Some sad news. A few hours ago, got the word that Kim Porter passed away.
Yes. My condolences out to her, her children, her entire family. They saying pneumonia was the cause.
I've heard like pneumonia, like when they say pneumonia is the cause, that's usually code for they don't really know exactly what happened.
Right, pneumonia has so many different, it could be categorized as so many different things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if she was out in L.A., but I'm hearing that the smoke from these fires in L.A. is causing respiratory issues for some people. I'm not going to get into nothing conspiracy theory with that yet. I ain't throw the shells on that yet to find out if any pieces add up. So right now, it's just condolences to the family. I'm pretty sure Diddy is going through something because she birthed his children.
Yeah.
And there's always a spiritual connection there.
I heard I'll Be Sure wrote Forever My Lady for Jersey for her. Like dedicated
Wow. Let's clap that up in terms of the dedication that went with that. Only 47 years old.
Yeah.
Used to model. Beautiful woman. Beautiful black sister. And, you know, again, shout outs to Diddy, who must be going through a troubling time.
Especially right before the holidays. That's rough.
And right before the holidays. Right before the holidays.
And, like, when stuff like that happens, like, before, like, a big holiday, it always, like, ruins it.
Yeah, listen.
Like, forever. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, for the next...
My father died around Thanksgiving. My grandfather died around Thanksgiving. My grandmother died around Thanksgiving. That Thanksgiving time, my mom's passed 1 week after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So that holiday time.
Well,
you know,
2 weeks after. Cause...
Well, Thanksgiving was on the 25th that particular year. And right, she died on the 10th, but she went in the hospital.
Right, and it's around the time Eli was born.
Right,
so this,
right, she went in the hospital on the 3rd.
Every time we look at you, Eli.
Right, so it became one of them processes.
Every time we look at you.
So when you think about your holiday period, it's, you know, and that's why, you know, Thanksgivings are important, you know what I'm saying, for those who are not stuck on their, you know, because, side note, I have a sister I hadn't seen in 46 years. You know what I mean? I had knew who she was. She was born because my mother had a substance abuse problem. So her father took her. She didn't know me, but I knew her. And I kind of knew where she was, but I didn't want to interrupt her life. And finally, it was eating at me. And last year, I said, fuck it. I'm going for it. And I reached out, and we've connected.
That was around Thanksgiving?
No, that wasn't around Thanksgiving, but I'm bringing it around to Thanksgiving. So I've been with her for a year. It's like I've known her my whole life. And she's coming over for this Thanksgiving.
Oh,
right? So I get to sit down with her, give thanks that I found her. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that we're connecting. And hopefully we'll have another 46 years where we can build memories on our own. and things of that nature. So that's, you know, so big up, and you know, our respect and condolences go out to Kim Porter.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Ouch.
Yeah, so I got word this week Jimmy Henchman got sentenced to two life sentences.
A double life sentence.
Yeah, double life sentences. Yeah. For getting one of the G-Unit affiliate killed for, I guess...
Retaliation against his son.
Against
his
son, yeah.
Allegedly, right? So we got to throw that out there.
Allegedly, yeah.
But I think it runs deeper than that for Jimmy Henchman.
What do you mean?
In terms of... They was also trying to tie in drug trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
They was tying a lot of things into what he was doing and his reputation all the way back to Tupac. And,
that's right.
You know, so it's a lot of things.
That's right.
So I don't want to come across that Jimmy Henchman was this noble man. All right? Now, any black man that's getting double life, I mean, if he die and come back... His ass got to go to jail. Like Richard Pryor said, they show up at kindergarten like, come on, Rich. Come on, henchman. Yeah. You know what you did last time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? So, and again, he was put in a very tough situation. They smacked his son or whatever the case.
Yeah.
He had his son interning.
Yeah.
Right?
He was like 14.
At the company to show him so he could see his father in a different light. Forget what you've been hearing about your dad. Here's your dad at work every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to show you a better life, shelter you so that you don't have to take the same steps that henchmen took. So much respect in that sense. And some grown-ass men run up on his son. You know what I mean? Right. Slap his son up. You get what you got coming to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just one of them kind of things. Any real man... would have addressed that situation in some capacity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you didn't, now your kids is looking at you like, huh?
Right.
You Jimmy who? What? You ain't even got to be Jimmy Henchman. You could be Joe Blow.
There was this rapper, I'm not sure where he was from, but he was talking about, you know, the rapper Boosie?
Yeah.
He said something about killing his son or something, and then he died like a week later.
He died a week later.
Yeah.
Not to speculate.
No, they're not trying to, but it was just...
We're not going on Vlad TV.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to implement anybody. I hope Boosie don't go on Vlad TV. Like, yeah, that nigga said something about my son, and then I heard he was walking down 12th Avenue at 3 p.m., and a white van pulled up with one hubcap missing and shot his ass. We hope that's not the case, but back to the Jimmy Henchman situation... Mm-hmm. Your karma or what you stand for, the vibration that emits from you.
Eventually,
if you have that negative, listen, negative energy is going to create negative energy. So, with that being said, he might have got off good. In terms of just the sheer shit that he probably did.
Okay.
Not the fact that a black man is getting locked up and 50 seems to be untouchable.
Yo.
You know, from Supreme Team. You know, just a whole bunch of stuff. He don't go down.
For nothing. Yeah, that's kind
of... So it's just one of them weird things. So, you know, you got to do good out here. Or try your best.
Thanks.
But I've always said it's only one reason I'm going to jail. And that's if you fuck with family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gladly going to do that time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, I ain't going to jail for no petty crimes, no dumb shit. It's going to be, oh, you did that?
Yeah.
I'm gladly going to remove you from the face of the fucking earth.
Heard you. You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, you remember the story about the homeless?
Yo.
the homeless couple. The couple finding the homeless man.
They didn't have no gas in their car.
Yeah.
They were stranded on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And here comes a homeless man. He takes his last $20. First of all, what the fuck is a homeless nigga doing with $20? That's beside the point. He gives them his last $20. They put gas in their car. They feel so moved and inspired by his plight of what he did. They start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, clap that up. Yeah.
I almost donated to this GoFundMe. Don't ask me why. I was sitting there watching. I should get $5 there. Because of the humanity in the story.
Okay.
Right? That's a story of sacrifice when you take your last and give it to somebody else.
Okay.
Right? Come to find out, the whole shit was a hoax.
Yeah, everything.
First of all, he started suing them.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they expected to collect $400,000. And the GoFundMe got up to $400,000. They went and bought new cars and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They was doing it. And they gave him a piece. Like, nigga, scat now. You got yours. He probably smoked all his shit and was like, yo, where's the rest of the money? So, come to find out, they were all in cahoots. He was down with them. They was down with him. Yeah. It was one big story. They all going to jail.
Yeah, they all getting brought up on charges.
They're all going to jail. And it's funny, when I look at the husband, it's another picture. When you see the husband with his hand on the shoulder of the homeless guy, the husband don't look right. The husband look kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kind of like he up to something.
Yeah, so they're getting secondary theft by deception, conspiracy to commit theft by deception, and yeah.
More white people going to jail. Yeah. It's always a good day. It's always a good day.
Yo.
When white people go to jail.
Or somebody said he sued because he only got 75K.
He only got 75 and they was sitting on the other 325. Yeah. I'm like, yo, bro, this... You did good.
Yeah, you actually made out.
You made out. You was a bum on the corner
yeah.
with nothing.
Yeah, you actually
Now you have 75,000. Scat, nigga, scat.
Yeah.
Nah, see, you got to know who you in business with. Niggas is like, nah, I want it all. Or else I'm going to tell. You going to tell what? See, what they should have did was invited him in a back dark alley, looked around, and got rid of his ass. That's what they should have did.
That's what they went wrong?
That's what they went wrong. Who gonna miss him? He's a homeless man.
Yeah.
What happened to that guy? I don't know. He took the money and... You know how homeless people are. He might have hit the road.
That's sick, man. Yeah. Cool story this week. Lil Jon.
Lil Jon.
Yes, he opened up his second school in Ghana.
His second school in Ghana?
Yes.
Not his first school. His
second school.
His second. Clap that shit up. Yes.
It's dope, man. I feel like that has become, which is cool, I guess, it's become like the flaunting thing. Like, I got a school now. I got two schools now, which is dope.
Which is dope. Anytime you're helping now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of kids here that need help. No disrespect to the people in Ghana. They need help too.
Right.
So maybe the amount of money travels greater in Ghana, right?
Okay.
So maybe I could take $100,000 and own a whole, you know, school, and more kids are being acclimated, and these kids are in dire need of just shoes, a lot of them. I don't want to stereotype Ghana, because I heard it's a dope place, but I'm thinking maybe the money goes further, because if the money is the same, it's like people in Atlanta and Detroit who need that help. Yeah. So I still want to big it up, because it's a noble thing to do to help anybody.
Yeah, open up a school, man. That's tough. Like,
yeah, my man Umar.
We'll see.
Got word down the pipe,
we'll
son.
We'll see.
Got word. Big things is coming.
But here's the thing. I'm not hating, right? If you bring up the last time we spoke about this, it wasn't that I didn't believe he was opening up a school. It was, I didn't want him
to. It was logically impossible what he was trying to do with the amount of money he was trying to accrue. I get it.
And I didn't like the fact that people were trying to take away from LeBron's accomplishment to say, you know.
Right, absolutely.
So if Umar gets, if he opens up a school, that's fire. I'm all with it. We're going to talk about it on here. Like,
okay, yeah, we'll talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, and that's definitely an Urban Excellence story, right?
Absolutely. So my man right here, Lil Jon, we want to commend you.
Thanks.
And if you, in your neighborhood, you can't afford to open an entire school, help a kid out. You know what I'm saying? If you can spot a kid who needs a little bit of help, help him out. You know what I mean? We all got to do what we got to do. You know what I mean?
Like, you had an after-school program in the living room.
Right, I had an after-school program in my living room. Yeah. Cleaned out all the furniture. I told you, my man was a custodian at a school. He looked the other way. I was able to get computers, desks, blah, blah, blah. And then we opened up an after-school program. And we had some great students. Most of them, 90% of them went on to college. One or two did not go. And you were the youngest. You and Momo and
DJ.
Y'all were the youngest ones.
Yeah.
And they all went on to college and to do great things. And I was proud of that. You know what I mean? Because it kept kids, off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these parents, because one time Tanya, she might be listening, my wife, she wanted to give a parents teachers conference, an after school parents teachers conference. And she was all jolly about it. She had bought a whole bunch of donuts and coffee, yeah, and she put signs under the people's door, come see how your kid is doing in the after school program, and nobody showed up. Not one person. She kept looking out the door like, parents should be showing up like any minute now. I'm sitting there eating donuts like, yo, boy, get away from the door. Ain't nobody coming. These parents, they got other shit going on. No, Dwayne, this is serious. Stop playing. You're a clown. Stop playing around. Said, hey. And she got an awakening to understand, you know, just how that works. Check, and yeah. But we, the kids love what we did. We gave our bikes and we did newspaper routes. We hustle. I got them out there hustling, selling Sunday papers. So you got to do what you have to do.
And then you had the basketball tournament.
I had basketball tournaments for years.
Which, you know what's crazy?
In the neighborhood.
That joke was ahead of his time, now that I look back at it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We had some advanced things going on in our tournament. We had trades going on. We had a newspaper.
Yeah.
We were filming. We were ahead of our time, and that, too, kept a lot of young kids off the street. So I don't want you to think Black Dot is just sitting around here doing nothing. I'm 50 now. I'm in my eldership years, but I was on the streets putting in that work. And of course, you know my contributions to the so-called conscious community, you know what I'm saying? Starting that, restarting that, and putting time, energy, money into birthing that. So I don't want y'all to think I'm a total slap.
Somebody said follow the Q Butter model. Yeah, shout out to Q Butter.
And shout out to Q Butter, who has that out in Brooklyn, and he's teaching engineering.
STEM.
He's going through the whole science, technology, and for his kids out in Brooklyn.
In Brownsville.
Yeah. So the Q Butter model. Yeah, you know, these kids need it. And these kids, when you show them love and respect, they give it back to you 1,000%. I have older people now in their 30s coming to me and say, yo, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I appreciated the after school program, or I appreciated the tournaments you gave. And it's just one of them things. And I'm just giving back what was given to me from the older guys in my neighborhood who started tournaments and, you know, did certain things and stuff like that.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Amazon announced that they'll have a headquarters in Long Island City, Queens, and a lot of people are upset about that.
Those are jobs. No?
Not exactly.
Those ain't jobs?
No, because a lot of people don't notice, the city is giving Amazon $900 million.
$3 billion.
No, $900 million to help, people come in state to work.
Okay, all right.
So that means they're going to be bringing in a lot of people. They're not just bringing 50,000 jobs to New York
City. Right, but they can't just start a company from the ground. You have to have your upper management who knows how we operate the way in place.
But however, the way they're promoting it, to say, like, this is going to be a good thing for New York, which I don't think it is.
Anytime you now can go to Amazon and get a job, I think that's a good thing.
I don't know.
I might go down and apply for a job. They got one-day jobs. I only want to work one day for like 2 hours. And I want a supervisory position.
I don't think so.
Yeah. They're like, when can you come in? Mondays.
And again, they're getting like $3 billion in subsidies to come here. See, and this is also right after... This is also right after Cuomo raised MTA fares. They're trying to do it for work days too.
Okay.
Specifically for work days.
See, my thing with that
And also, okay. time out. Also, they also are limiting where you can catch an Uber or Lyft in the city as well. So they're forcing you to take MTA, which he also just hiked the... You know what I'm saying? That's criminal, son.
Well, welcome to politics.
That's
all right?
Crazy.
Here's the thing. This is going to be a 10-15 year plan, right?
Okay.
And you have to get in where you fit in if you are qualified. This is what I mean. We're in an era now where if you learn how to code and you can learn this shit on your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a graduate of YouTube University. I had a 12-year-old kid showing me how to work some shit just recently on my camera. If you move this, and then you're gonna do that. 12 years old, right? So we in the era where there are no more excuses. If you qualify yourself, you can go to Amazon and the sky's the limit. Right? Now, if you just want to go there and move boxes and shit, then go there and move fucking boxes. Right? So anytime a company, an advanced company, this is like Google.
Yeah.
Facebook. These are modern companies that don't have walls and shit. They have a daycare sometime
on the campus.
On the campus. They very light with the way you dress because they want what's in here. Right? I'm going down to get a job.
I don't know if it's going to be a good thing, man. Yeah. First of all, New York is already packed.
I can only work on Mondays, though. Yeah. From 3 to 6.
New York is already packed.
Yeah, but Long Island City is a nice place. It's like off the grid. There are already a lot of tech startups in that area.
But that's okay, but having Amazon there...
I can't believe we're arguing over Amazon.
No, I'm just saying. Having Amazon there is going to like jack up like rent prices and things like that. It's like having a Whole Foods in your neighborhood.
You don't live over there.
I'm just saying.
About what these white people do to get their money. I'm just saying for the... Go ahead, Eli.
So is my question is Google better than Amazon in terms of this whole aspect?
I think
this reminds me of Google when we was watching the internship and you know how Google...
Right. The internship, we was watching the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like it's more advanced. We gotta move this thing along, Malcolm.
Okay.
Me and Elon, we here. Yeah. We here.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. You sound like a hater. How you gonna hate on jobs? How's a nigga gonna hate on jobs? Yo, I ain't fucking with Amazon. They bring in jobs and shit.
Yo, listen, man.
What kind of shit is this? See, fucking whatever. With these entrepreneurs and shit. Whatever, you know? Man. I'm just saying.
Whatever.
They bring in jobs around. Can you believe that shit? Jobs? Niggas can pay their bills. This is some bullshit.
Okay, because a lot of these New Yorkers not going to be the ones getting those jobs. But whatever.
No, the upper management is going to come in, and then there'll be some positions at 70,000, 60,000.
It's going to be gentrifiers who are already ruining communities come in and take these jobs. But whatever.
It's going to be some jobs for niggas.
Whatever, man.
If niggas put themselves in position.
Okay.
I have the balls to go in there and ask for a job for one day. They like, you know what? We like this black dot guy. He's a forward thinker. Like, one day, you're just going to come in for 3 hours? 3 hours. And I'm going to do some shit, and I'm going to leave. Give me 80 grand.
Shoot.
You know what? We like that.
Shoot, I come in for 2 days.
Eli's coming in for 2 days.
And I got a walker.
And he got a walker. Clap that shit up. He like, look, I ain't going to be lifting shit. I got a walker. I'm going to be walking a few steps and sitting down.
Yeah.
See, cool. Me and Eli, we're there.
Yeah.
You got to get with the time.
Whatever, man. So a Texas judge who lost his election last week, before he left, he released a whole bunch of juveniles on the guys. And he asked them if they planned on killing anybody. They said no. He said, I got it.
Wow, so you think that was his way of trying to get back at, is that Texas?
Yes, Texas, yes.
Or was that a good deed from a pink white man?
I guess because some of the dudes were not violent offenders.
Okay.
So, right. Which was dope.
So, clap that shit up.
It's also funny. It's also like the middle finger after.
Yeah, it's the middle finger.
After you get fired, you know what I mean?
After you get fired, just get out. Yeah, just go back on the streets.
Y'all are good.
Y'all good. Yeah.
That's funny.
Anytime a black man gets to walk out of the prisons, I'm with that, unless you did some shit that you really need to be in there.
Yeah, they used to kill me, like, in high school. They used to say, yo, free my man this. I'm like, what'd he do? He shot 3 people, but, like, wait,
free
what?
My man, though. Yeah, he killed about 7 people. Free your man? I hope I don't see this.
Yeah, like that. He not coming
or
up.
Or free my man. How much is his bail? Like, $300? Like, can't you guys go down there and fucking free him? Yeah.
That's funny.
Some of the crazy stories you got. Niggas on Instagram, flashing all the cash, and then you gotta sell fish dinners to bury their ass and shit. Yeah.
GoFundMe?
I've seen it all.
Yeah, I didn't, because I recently got my first life insurance policy.
Oh, okay.
And I was actually proud of that, because I've seen so many people, like, in my community, like, when something happens, they all gotta get... like the GoFundMe, and I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's certain things in the community, like especially where we're from, like, you know, I don't want to be morbid on the show.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. But, and that's a more responsible... I have insurance on Unity, but that's beside the point. But that's more of a responsible approach, right? Mm-hmm. Like, me and my wife have insurance on each other, and I think we're trying to kill each other, right? No, serious. I set a skateboard out in the middle of the night, and when she get up, I wait for the thump. Damn. She must have walked past the skateboard. And then I notice all the knives in the dishwasher are all pointed upwards. You know, like she's trying to catch one of my things and shit. You know, this is wars. Yeah. This is when you're 20 plus in your marriage, you know, it's wars. You know, I know she want to go get little Alejandro and one of them little boys and shit. Not with my cash.
That's
I'm going to be living a long time, T. I know you out there on your way home listening to the show. You won't get my money.
That's funny.
Facts.
So you have an urban excellence story?
I have an urban excellence story that I would like to share today. My friend Nadra Ray, right? We call her Carbon Electra, right? Yeah, this is Nadra. Beautiful black sister. I remember when she came into the so-called conscious community and she was taking her classes and she was learning. And now she has her own business called Holistic Heights. Clap that up. Beautiful sister who sells sea moss and soursop and all of these herbal products. And she doesn't just sell you these products. She really gets engaged with what your situation is. And she's really, because she's Virgo. Yeah. So she's into servicing others. And she told an amazing story on her Facebook page recently how she used to work for Verizon, but she knew she wanted more. You know what I mean? She knew she deserved more, and she launched Holistic Heights. And, you know, she went through her ups and downs like we all do when we're trying to launch a new business. And then I think her stuff was featured on BET recently. Yeah. Yeah. Keisha Pullum Knight, Rudy from the Huxtable Show was rocking her stuff and endorsing her products. And I'm so proud of her because now it seems like the happening. Remember, we always talk about the happening. Like, you got to be prepared for greatness because it can happen at any given moment. And if you're not prepared, you miss that opportunity. Not only that, she has her young son, the young prince, involved with the business. See, family business.
Right, man. Keep clapping. Okay.
Family business. Right? Yeah. And I'm really happy about that as well. So shout out to Nadra. Do we have a picture of Holistic Heights, the company?
No, neither.
We don't. Okay, so this is Nadra. Go to holisticheights.com. Nadra, Carbon Electra. We love you. Big up, support. You're placing in order?
Yeah, I'm going to get some stuff.
Some stuff.
Sea moss. You said it was good. So.
Yeah, no. Shit is good. Okay, shit is good, right? Sure. So, one more time. Clap that up. Okay. Yeah.
I'll see what's up.
Yeah. We see you out there, Nadra. We see you doing that stuff. Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
You have questions in the chat by any chance?
Oh, you were talking to me about... So for the people out in the chat, get your questions ready, and so we'll answer some questions. We were talking about the album Take Care.
Yeah, was that his... Today, that album released 7 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Was that his best album? Drake's best album?
I don't think so.
No? Which one was it?
I think it was... Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing Was the Same.
I think that was his best album.
What do you say, Eli?
I think it was Take Care.
You think it was Take Care for you?
I think Nothing Was the Same aged way better. Again, it was like 10 songs.
Okay.
And it was the way the production on it, him and 40, they were in sync, that album.
Like, okay, is that which album is the one that The Weeknd did most of the tracks on?
That was Take Care. Yes.
Yeah, I think that was the bomb. Oh. Yeah, I think that was the one. It released 7 years ago today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To me, it started... Everything started the whole process.
Yeah. The whole upward swing.
Yeah, I mean, granted, Thank Me Later was great too, but, you know, the sophomore album, that was supposed to be his you know how we always said sophomore album
is the most important.
Right, because we're like, you gotta bounce back from your freshman album.
Right, right. So the freshman album could be luck.
Right. Okay. Now it's like, all right, yo, you got this, you got the pen work for real type of
Eli album. Is a Drake fan. Stan, so he knows.
Because he just said Drake has the pen work. We don't know Drake don't write his stuff.
And we don't know that for sure.
Drake is a boss. How about that?
This is true.
Also today, ODB, it's his 50th, he would have been 50 years old today.
Oh, wow.
Old Dirty Bastard, Wu-Tang Clan.
Man, he definitely, his influence.
His influence, because he was no father to his style.
Right, right.
But he may have been the precursor to what came along as mumble rap or whatever the case may be. But his style was more chaos, and his energy alone. I told you, I stood next to him when Wu-Tang was first coming out, and the energy emanating off his body, I could feel. Mm-hmm. You know, so I didn't know who he was at the moment, but I knew he was special. You know what I mean? So he was definitely in sync and in tune with some things. And, you know, Wu-Tang is for the babies, as he went on the Grammys that year and grabbed the mic. Wu-Tang for the kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So shout out to ODB's family.
I also watched the first two parts of Shut Up and Dribble.
Ooh, yeah.
That was ill.
Shout out to my man Gemini Keys who told me, yo, no, that you got to see part two because I had saw part one.
Yeah.
And it really was worth the wait.
He was definitely taking, so LeBron produced it, he executive produced it, and they were definitely taking shots at Jordan because Jordan, all his career, he was known for shutting up and dribbling.
But I want to say this, not in Jordan's defense. A lot of times...
He was, real quick, before you go, he was in new territory when it comes to being an athlete, a corporate athlete.
Absolutely. So
brand new territory.
So we have to... And revising and revisiting it, right? It's easy for me to say Jordan just shut up and dribble and he was about his money, but in revisiting it, he was the first corporate megastar.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And he was the first one presented with the opportunity of, yo, dude, you can say something or you can fuck up this money. So, and also I want to say this. A lot of times we put this pressure on people who don't share our experience. He grew up with his mother and his father in North Carolina, well-to-do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So him being able to synthesize and recognize what our experience is growing up just could be different. I said the same thing about Kobe, who grew up overseas. Mm-hmm. And so Kobe cannot, beyond the fact that his skin color looks like ours, cannot really resonate with what we're talking about in terms of a deep, hard struggle and how... I am because we are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The moniker that Muhammad Ali came up under and Jim Brown and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Jackie Robinson and all of these other athletes who we felt when they won, we won, but they didn't forget about who we were and our struggle, so they were willing to take chances.
Yeah.
Enter in Michael Jordan coming from a, you know, pretty decent home who ain't probably never missed a meal a day in his life. And compare that to LeBron, who lived from house to house and, you know, didn't know where his next meal was coming from. So his outlook and perspective is just a little different.
Okay, so looking, so as we look back in retrospect, right? So we can give a little, Mike, a little bit more slack in that
just
era.
Just a little.
But now.
No.
Yeah, as a billionaire, as somebody who's seen it as somebody who has what has he seen? No, he's seen what?
No. He's been in money his whole life.
I'm talking about now. Like, he's been able to...
He still hasn't processed. He is what we call the bourgeois Negro.
Okay.
Right? Quantum bourgeois. Right? Because you have these black people who think they're white, who have had money their whole life, who never had to experience struggle or pain. And they act like they know, but they don't. And they don't give a fuck because the opportunities that are presented to them are always plentiful, right?
But he has like real... The amount of money he has, he can say whatever he wants now.
He can, but again, that has to be something. And I'm not defending him. I'm talking about all the people who think like him.
Okay.
So we keep painting this broad brush.
I mean,
we're all black, so we should all struggle. If you ain't never been hungry, you don't know what the fuck that feel like. You know what I mean? So LeBron, I told you, me and LeBron are cut from the same cloth. It's just that I became a little hand rag, and he became a big ass fucking blanket. That's all. You know what I mean? But I know what it feels like. So when he makes his moves to say, I have to do what I have to do to help these young kids, I get it. Now, the politically thing for Jordan to do would be that. But if it's not in your heart, look, he tried. He gave Black Lives money, and he gave the fucking police department.
Yeah.
That's as far as Jordan is going to go. Jordan is in another stratosphere. What's the rapper, Chameleon?
Chameleonaire
who said, yo, this dude is a fucking jerk.
Yeah.
I just purchased $35,000 at an auction for a shirt and wanted to sign it, and he didn't even want to, he just looked at me like I was some fucking pitiful nigga. That shit hurt Chameleonaire. Yeah. Chameleon or Chameleon?
Chameleonaire.
That hurt him. You know? But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And it probably would have hurt me too to think like, yo, like, are you serious? So I've always heard that's the way he felt about Black people. You don't really fuck with Black people. And it's starting to show. He's got his fucking,
Yeah. Right. Is he like on some OJ type of, my name is OJ.
Yeah, oh, good points by Eli. Clap that shit up. He ain't Black, he's Mike. Right?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people out there like him. That we see them and they become successful. And we automatically think, oh, that's a brother because he's from. And every brother ain't a brother.
What I thought interesting from that documentary was Charles Barkley's take on things, because he said like every black athlete shouldn't have to have the burden of being a role model, which I kind of, now that I'm older, I kind of agree with.
When that commercial came out, I agree with it immediately, because as a parent, it is my job to make sure I am a role model.
Yeah.
And for these athletes who I know are just human, they just fucking people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is why we're always preaching, don't get caught up with these people, because these people are just people, right?
Yeah.
So when that commercial came out, it resonated with me because I kind of felt the same way. Now, he got a lot of heat from it because you're supposed to be a role model. And I get that point too.
I get it.
Meaning kids are automatically going to look up to you. But he was putting the onus on the parents. Because I might be out here wilding, spitting on kids, throwing people through glass windows as Barkley does. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So he was trying to say, you have to do your duty at home. Don't send your kids to school to be educated and then be mad when they come home and they, other than you expect them to be, or they have a European mindset and so forth.
And then he was just talking about how...
It's ironic because Barkley has a white wife, but that's a whole other story.
This is true. But he was talking about how that in the Black community, we always have this thing where we push our kids to be entertainers or athletes. Mm-hmm. And you could be much more than that. I would just say, yeah, that's true.
True points.
Yeah.
Right?
So I get what
engineers, lawyers, doctors. But the athlete, the reason the athlete is pushed out because it's an entertainment field. And white people just want us to entertain them. Because when we entertain them, we're not a threat. Right? When we start becoming engineers and lawyers and on the stock market and understand the way economics really work. Because I look on the Forbes list. Entertainers are way at the bottom.
Yeah.
You'd be like, damn, technology, this, that. We ain't on none of those lists. Yeah. But entertain, niggas can dance and sing. We at the bottom. Even the billionaires are at the bottom of that. So as long as we're entertaining, they see us as a non-threat. That's why they pay our entertainers so much and not our teachers. And you don't hear about the engineers and astronauts and astrophysicists that do exist within our community. You don't hear about that. You know what I mean? But you're hearing about the entertainer because I told you, if you don't have to control millions, you need control over one who has control over millions, and put your hand up his back, and whatever agenda that you're pushing, that becomes easier to deal with millions of people. Right? So we have to understand every brother ain't a brother. And this is the way it's set up. So I'm always asking first, I want to know who's your background? Like, you know, why are you doing this? So because I know LeBron's story, it makes sense that he would operate like that. Because if he operated any different, that would be a false narrative on himself.
Right.
Because you personally know how it is to be hungry, how to live from house to house, how to have your mother out here doing things, you know, to get by. You personally know what that's like. So by him giving back and for him saying, take it all. And one thing about poor people or people who, because we didn't see ourselves as poor growing up in the hood.
Right, because everybody was poor.
So everybody had the same condition. Right. You know what I mean? It wasn't until the rappers and all the entertainers started coming out and they started showing them, because one or few kids had a few other more things, but that was it. So we didn't operate like that. But when you poor or you grew up struggling, you have no problem going back to that. Quiet as kept. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because your character and your integrity is not built on how much money is in your pocket.
I'm not going to lie. I'd be hurt if I was sitting on $300 million and had to go back.
Well, if you were sitting on $300 million and had to go back, you would be labeled as stupid. So let's throw that in there, yeah, too. Fuck that. You'd, yeah, be fucking crazy. But in terms of...
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you understand what that's like. You understand, please. Mm-hmm. And that's always been my mentality. You know what I'm saying? Whether you wouldn't know if I had $10,000 or $10 in my pocket, because the way I move is always going to be the same. And I never forget what it's like to have your motherfucking ribs touch. Right?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise, oh, yeah, sandwiches. You know what a mayonnaise sandwich is?
I do not know what a mayonnaise sandwich is. No.
Sugar water. Do you know what sugar water is? No. Do you know what carnation milk is?
I know what carnation milk is.
All right. You add the water to that shit.
But I never had it. No.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you have no fucking idea. No. Kid gets hundreds of dollars for allowance. Has no fucking idea.
But from my point of view, I don't know how to live like... on the poor side. I'm kind of like in the middle class because, yeah, but granted, I have you and mom to teach me.
Absolutely. Well, we always sharing our stories,
right,
so but that doesn't mean we want you to experience it.
Right.
But our stories is based on real life shit.
From my point of view, y'all always giving me anything, you know.
Like, you know, no frills, nigga, you know what? No frills. Like, your whole cart is filled, yeah, with just a white box that says cereal. Yeah. Like, your friends is eating Fruit Loops and your shit say, you got a bag that say Fruity Rings and shit. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
So I guess we're freezing. We'll put it back on.
Yeah, we'll put that back on. Don't
worry about it. So, you seen the Jill Scott video?
I saw the Jill Scott video and I didn't really see what the big deal was.
I was confused. Like, why?
I mean, do you think, you don't think she know how to suck a dick?
Nah, it wasn't that.
I'm saying it
was just like,
okay, what the fuck?
Okay, weird flex, but
when I'm just simply saying,
I'm rolling.
Right. Or did you feel that the image she was putting across as a Nubian sister, come take long, long walks down the dark and all that old stupid shit?
Nah.
So she puts on a show, and you know her show, you know, spoke to those issues. Shit, I had zero problems with that.
I
was like, hey, chill.
I was like, okay.
I started getting into her DM. Hey, Jill.
Weird flex with, okay.
You know, just saying. But it made headlines, and iTunes, her sales went up.
Yeah, yeah.
So she, she got a little bump on
okay,
her iTunes sales.
That makes sense.
Good luck. Yeah.
Meek Mill's album's coming out on the 30th.
Meek Mill. Is he going to talk about watches and guns?
I'm not going to lie.
Through the whole album.
I miss him, though. Like, I'm excited for a Meek album, so...
Is he going to talk watches and guns?
Probably.
Through the whole album.
Rafe and his Rollie.
He just got out of prison.
His Rafe.
He had time to sit down and reflect on life.
And read books.
Maybe not.
I told y'all, he needed to read books.
Right, he needed to read books.
Yeah, his vocabulary, but we don't know.
So I'm waiting for it. I think Drake will be involved in some capacity.
I think.
I saw him holding up the OVO piece.
Which I called.
You did.
Months ago.
You did. You said that would...
Months ago.
Would be for the get down.
Do we have any questions from the chat, though?
Any questions in there?
You see Zimmerman avoided jail time.
Zimmerman avoided jail time again.
He's Teflon too. See?
Yeah, because some charges that stemmed from the Jay-Z documentary. He was making all these threats.
The threats to the people who were trying to ask him interview. Or they were investigating him. Like, they had like private investigators, like, you know, seeing what he was up to. And I guess he threatened a few. He threatened to kill
some. Yeah, right. It's just one of those things.
See, basketball. Oh, real quick, LeBron is donating his uniform and the game ball from his 44-point game yesterday.
Yeah, I saw him get the ball after the game
to his I promise school.
Oh, great, great, great. So all of them artifacts could go into the school.
Yeah.
And it can become something that kids can look up to. You know, it's not perfect for those out there. You know, this is about celebrating our small victories. So one thing I don't want to do is nitpick and comb through black people's shit like my shit is perfect. It is not. It's not what we do here. So for those who want to nitpick that he don't really own the school and this one does, all I know is that the kids are getting meals. They got bikes to get to school.
Facts.
They learning some shit. Technology.
Parents are getting food. Parents are getting food.
Parents are getting jobs. Parents are having free education to go to college. That's all a good look for me. So speaking of that.
Somebody asked, is Hip Hop Decoded going to be re-released?
Absolutely. A new version, Hip Hop Recoded, will be released in 2019 if it's the last thing I do. Clap that up. That's coming.
You want to explain?
Huh?
You want to explain Recoded?
Oh, Recoded. See, the decoder was the DNA. Now I got to give you the RNA. I can't break it apart and leave it that way. I have to put it together with just some of my concepts and ideas on where I think it should be going in the future. I am not one to think hip-hop should stay frozen. Like, you know, you saw that Swiss Beats got a new album out. Clap that up. Yeah. Nice album. Yeah. Nice, nice. Really dope.
I like it, actually.
One of the songs in particular, the joint with Nas on it, and they're like, yeah, Nas took it back to when he had the chipped tooth. The operative word being back. I don't want to deal with back. That's no disrespect to the vintage hip hop. I love it all. There is a place for it. We have to move it forward. The art is for us to move forward with. Not stay and have somebody take it back. That means you stagnating their growth. So Hip Hop Recoded will be a little bit different than Hip Hop Decoded. And because there's a 16, 17 year window in between that, I'm going to do my best to give you my offering.
You had some takes that were right on and then some takes that were...
Oh, I was way off on some things and I was on others.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I hit the stage, I'm going to be honest, I don't prepare a lot of that stuff. I just put up some slides so that I can stay on track. And then I let the spirit take over. Mm. And some of it is on and some of it is off. You know what I mean? I can get up there. I'm a master in talking Kung Fu. I can talk for hours. You know what I mean? But when that energy is coming through you, it just is. And that's what it is. My father was licensed to preach at 12 years old. I come from a long line of orators. And you know, hip-hop just became the medium in which I chose to express myself, you know what I mean? So, you know, what else we got? Anybody talking out there?
Somebody said, what's your take on Farrakhan endorsing a homosexual agenda? I wasn't aware of that. Saying R. Kelly and Tyler Perry are gifts from God.
R. Kelly and Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
That's a strange dynamic. I didn't hear the statement, so... But if this is what he said, I need more clarity on that. Like, what do you mean? Because life is a gift and a curse. If you're going to tell me R. Kelly is not gifted, you out of your damn mind.
Yo, the chocolate factory.
The chocolate.
Yo, literally.
I believe I can fly all that shit. Now, but.
I know how he feel. I get how he feel about it. And you seen the video of him telling him the wife.
Yeah, that was crazy. That
was wild.
So my point is, and I've said this in Hip Hop Decoded, that. You are spiritual having a human experience. The spirit moves through whatever essence and vehicle it chooses to do. So it moved through him to give you songs of love, right? You can't say his songs are not about love. And love is the vibration of the fucking universe. I don't care how you chop that shit up, right? So that's the vibration. But the physical prison that we're in this avatar that we wear, and he became Robert Kelly, comes with a whole different set of things that you must navigate through. So his shit and his pet peeve was dealing with young girls. You know what I'm saying? And that's, we understand that's wrong, but that's an earthly thing. You know what I'm saying? The universe does not see, the universe doesn't discriminate. And I hate to say it like that, but I'm trying to teach y'all something. The universe does not know right from wrong or does not see right and wrong in the perspective of morality the way we do. Mm. It's how are you harnessing the energy? The energy is there. If you choose to harness the energy to create negative shit and bring down entities to help you do shit, so be it. The universe does not discriminate against that. If you choose to use the power of the energy of the universe for positive energy, that too will manifest. So when Tyler Perry became a woman or transformed himself as a character, probably of who his mother was or who Big Mama was in the hood, he morphed into something other than male. But that is, shit, $400 million has made him $400 million.
Somebody said, "Dot, you need to stop that, because if that was your daughter, you'd be singing a different song."
I need to stop what?
I guess you came off like you were defending R. Kelly.
I'm not defending R. Kelly. Listen to what I'm telling you. You are a spirit, you having a human experience. I choose to do my best to do the best that I can, right? But there are so many pedophiles and other people out here doing crazy shit. I'm not condoning it. I just said that 5 minutes ago. I'm not condoning what he did, but he did it. You know what I mean? So who am I to say, you know what I mean, that he was... If you knew everything every artist that you love and support was into, the shit would probably blow your mind. The shit that they're into. And it doesn't mean that it's positive. It just is. You know what I mean? So I'm saying all that to say, if it was my daughter, of course I would be upset, because then that would mean that's a reflection on me. I didn't teach my daughter her values of who she is to make sure she never puts herself in a position to need love from anybody other than the men who are around her.
Okay, so but here's what the argument would be, right? That there is a certain line that you cross from separating the man from the music.
Right. Right. Right? Absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
what people, because there's a few people in the chat that are upset right now, because they're not, again, they're being emotional.
And I understand. Yeah, I am not saying R. Kelly doesn't deserve to pay the price for what he did. That is not what I'm saying. I'm showing you human shit and spiritual energy in which we all become a vessel that greater good. Dr. King.
We're talking about the music too.
Dr. King. Should we get into, he sniffed cocaine, fucked white women. He did a whole bunch of shit, including young girls. We was with Aretha Franklin's father and shit that they was into. So don't get me started on this moral shit, right? Mm-hmm. But we still respect what Dr. King did. Malcolm X, right? When he was Malcolm Little, did a whole bunch of things, but he cleaned himself up. The spirit of Allah moved through him and allowed him to be greater than he was. But does that negate all the victims that he left? Or should we just sweep all the victims and the shit he did? Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to mention the shit he did, right? It, does that not count because he cleaned himself up? So we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I can't explain it no easier than that. I do not condone any of that shit R. Kelly is doing. But if you're going to tell me that them love songs that he wrote, he can't even fucking read and write. His songs moved millions of people. I'm going to say that was the higher essence of himself. Okay. And that he fell victim to the lower essence of himself. And I think we all go through those many battles. Maybe not to that extreme, but we all do shit that's a little suspect.
All right. Any more questions?
Questions.
Hotep Smith, shout out to BX, Weeks Ave, Fordham Road.
Got all that.
Shout out to you.
University, all that. Weeks, Fordham, Burnside.
Somebody wants to know your perspective on the Florida recount and the judge court mandating the ballots be recounted. I think the Florida recount is over. I think
at 3 o'clock yesterday, it was
I think
over.
Gillum still lost.
Okay.
I'm pretty
okay.
sure Gillum still lost.
And what about Abrams? Did she still lose?
I think that's the one that's on December 4th.
Okay, that's the one. Okay, on December 4th.
Yeah.
Remember, Florida is suspect to begin with. All the way back to George Bush when he so-called won the election against Al Gore. Florida is always suspect. Something about they're using old technology. Can you believe that?
Oh, there? Somebody says not over. Okay, we'll see.
It's not over? Okay, okay.
Somebody said, where do you get these black robot t-shirts? I'm going to put the link in the description.
We'll put the link in the description.
Matter of fact, hold on. Let me see if I can put the link right
now. Yeah, you might be able to put the link in right now. So, again, you know, this thing we have called Earth, because, again, what the priests are doing, they don't consider that wrong. We consider it wrong, but they do not consider that wrong, because if they did, all of those priests would be arrested. How come none of those priests are arrested? Because they know that that's their culture.
That's why the idea of karma is real weird, because some people, if you don't believe in it,
then it doesn't affect you. All we can't follow the principles that all is mental, and yet if I do not subscribe to any karma coming my way, I get to rule the earth. Your ass believing something is going to happen to you after you leave here and all that shit. So all of these rules are laid out for you to abide by, but they don't. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Eating babies is wrong. Wouldn't you agree that eating babies is... But other people don't think that. Mm. Other people think that you can just eat a baby. Right? Or have sex with a child. And because that's their way of life, even though they know the masses may not agree with it, that's their way of life. There's no repercussions for that. And I'm not making excuses. I'm telling you what it is.
So, Mighty said, what's your thought of Jane Elliott? That was the woman's name with Jada Pinkett Smith. Saying she's not white. She's just a very light black
person. Yeah, she said she was a very light-skinned black person who was moved away. The reason she don't have no complexion is because she lived far away from the sun. She's crazy. Okay, understand
her teachings on racism are really good. Like
they're very good.
They're really good.
The way she teaches the class on racism is very good
to other white people.
To other white people, yeah. Like my man, it's another guy, Smith. I forget his name. Another white guy who does pretty well. There is a genetic splice somewhere along the line, but I would have to say she's right. Because she also mentioned everybody come from black women. I had to clap that up. So, but to say she's a light-skinned black woman, maybe a stretch. It's a reach.
It's a real long reach.
However, right? If black women are the original woman and every other woman has to come from them, then perhaps she's right in a weird way.
Mm.
Think about it. If everything comes from the black man and the black woman, then you are my child.
Okay.
And then she said, we're sisters and we're cousins. Whoa, 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 lady, slow that. I ain't gonna say you my cousin.
Yeah.
But we understand, you know, that there's some genetics in there that when we speak about the in the lessons, how Yaqub sliced the dominant gene from the weaker gene, and they now carry the weaker gene. I think they didn't have the black dot, okay? Mm. And now they have, like, the beige dot or the pink dot or whatever it is the fuck they have. And as a result, and they don't understand you and your plight and your vibration to this planet. You are connected to the planet. They can't process that. But there are anomalies amongst them, like this white lady. Yeah. What's her name again?
Jane Elliott.
Jane Elliott, who knows... This is some bullshit, right? So, and most of them white people know, because when she gave that experiment and said, stand up if you would trade places with anybody who's black or people of color in this country, and none of them white people stood up. She said, then that tells me you know that you're privileged and you know that you get benefits from being a white person. And she shut that down in 30 seconds. Yeah. Real deep stuff.
We addressed the Kim Porter thing,
we spoke and gave our condolences on the Kim Porter stuff.
Yeah, so.
Bowser, that must mean his wife and them are on their way in.
No, he has a dog upstairs.
Oh, it's a dog upstairs.
What else?
Bowser! Man.
Beefing with the dog upstairs. That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, this is some hood shit. We in the hood. We can't afford a studio yet, so we in the hood.
Announcement, we are off next week.
Yes, we off next Thursday. So Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're doing it up big.
Yeah. We will maybe have a special episode.
Maybe. But on that Wednesday, I got my man RP Beats coming through.
Okay, yeah, that's not going to be a podcast. And sincere to
God. It's not going to be a podcast, but we're going to interview them.
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll put that up for the people. They got a real dope album out called Elements. And it's in the truest essence of the culture. Sounds like Ninth Wonder and you know what I'm saying? And it's got some real Ninth Wonder vibes.
Ninth Wonder, I think he just put out a new project.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like a couple weeks ago. It was tough.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
Okay, well, Ninth Wonder, you know, he gets it in. He gets it in. So, RP Beats, my man Sincere to God will be in the building. We're going to toss it up.
Somebody said, what excellence or creations do you favor the most created by black people? That's really...
What?
Really broad statement. Really broad
what
question.
What excellence?
Yeah, what... Yeah. What was the question? Damn it. What excellence or creations do you favor the most created by black people?
I don't really understand the question by excellence.
Yeah. And like, the person spelled excellence the way we spell it. With
okay, so that's a really very vague because mathematics, science, astrology, numerology, occult science, magic. Yeah. We are the creators of all of these things. And now we are just coming back into our greatness and understanding our place and utilizing these things to get us out of the current situation we're in. All of the external technology that you see is an internal device of who we are. And a lot of times we lose focus on that. So I'm going to say everything in creation, from the light bulb to the stoplight, to the refrigerator, to the cell phone, to the computer. If you trace it back to its origins, our imprint is somewhere on it. It's just that we didn't name stuff. We didn't have to name it. It just was. And it was our offering to the universe. And somebody comes along like, who made this?
Right.
Nobody's claiming that. I'm claiming that.
The Ninth Wonder album is called Jamila. Real quick, Bantu Mendinka, you asked why you say Ghana right of abode is fake news, Malcolm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dot, did Stan Lee comics have an effect on... I wasn't a big comic book fan growing up. A lot of my friends were. I respect Stan Lee. There are people, again, they're going through him with a fine comb. He just took a whole bunch of black people's stuff. Tell us something we don't know. All of these people take our stuff and give it back to us. But if giving it back to us reminds us or activates something within our DNA of who we are and our greatness, I applaud that. And he died on 11-11-11. So he went out when the gateways was open. I was wondering who was going to be going out during that time. And that's when he went out. So there are a lot of people who I know who the concept of imagination and creating super hey rules to get them through something benefited off of Stan Lee's work. And we know he made the two main characters off of Malcolm X and Martin.
Magneto and Professor X.
Magneto and Professor X. And then it just permeated from there. And I'm also hearing there was other people amongst him who was really, doing mushrooms and psychedelic drugs and entering other realms and bringing that shit back. You know what I'm saying? From other realms where this shit is, like, really popping. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm always telling you, everybody who that you see on these psychedelic drugs is not having mental breakdowns. Mm. Some people are trying to have breakthroughs. You know what I mean? But you need a guide and need to understand what you're going through. Or somebody to bring you in and bring you back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because that's where the true shit is popping. But now it's all blending with this digital era we live in where you can create your own avatar. Yeah. And your avatar can be whatever you want it to be. We spoke about Lil Dappy last week creating his own avatar and this and that so that you may allow your magic to benefit you and, you know, you can pop off.
Somebody said, Dotson, are you going to review J Mills getting smoked? I'm definitely going to watch that battle.
Is the battle out yet?
I didn't see the footage yet. I didn't see it.
Okay. I wanted to see the footage because the last time I heard A-Verb beat
Mook,
I wasn't so sure. I didn't say if it was close. I didn't think A-Verb blew him out the way they say.
I know people that were actually at the J Mills K-Shine battle, and they said K-Shine gave it to him 3-0.
Okay, okay.
Right? And then I've heard other people online on Twitter saying it was 2-1. Now I'm hearing it's debatable because
the overwhelming consensus is that he lost.
You're right, definitely.
But it may have been a little closer.
Because here's the thing, at battles, if you're at the battle, you feel the energy, you feel the buzz, it can come off different. Because I've watched battles where people who were there saying, like, yo, this person lost. It was over. Then I watched it. I'm like, I'm not so sure.
Absolutely. Because you're in the midst of the moment. Some of the hecklers over here. You know, and it brings a different energy as opposed to you just watching on YouTube, like, and you just checking for bars.
I remember when Clips went against Lux and people were saying Clips smoked Lux. And then I watched and I'm like, nah.
Actually, I thought that was closer than...
You know what? I thought that was way closer than because who went last in each round.
Right. Absolutely.
Because I think Lux went first, Clips went and smoked him first round. Right. And then... No. I think... No, matter of fact, Clips went first. Went crazy. Then Lux went. And then Clips went. He started off hot again and then died.
And then he died. And then Lux came in.
Right.
So it was kind of like an ebb and flow.
Yeah, see.
And, you know.
And then, especially with, like, J Mills coming back after so long, it's hard for them to kind of capture the format again.
Right, because there are a lot of people who didn't know who J Mills was.
Right.
And then the flow changes. Right. It's sort of like I told you, playing ball. You got to get that rhythm. Yeah, if you ain't got that rhythm.
And then if you remember, Lux choked first round against Calico. A lot of people forget about that. Like,
choked.
He choked. Like, he
choked.
Yeah.
And then put that shit on him. Body.
Somebody said J Mills took the first. I got to see it. J Mills. You know, and somebody said his. I saw his freestyle on Flex.
Uh-huh.
And it was okay. And you know, that disappoints me so much. Because I'm like, you have a freestyle. This is a planned freestyle. You know where you're going.
Right. You gotta blow that out the park. Like, I was disappointed in Big Daddy Kane's freestyle on Funk Master Flex. And Kane is my dude, and he sounded like 1988. And I'm like, yo, Kane, come on, son. You knew what this was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was kind of disappointed in that. Everybody can't sustain that, you know what I'm saying, when all eyes is on them for a freestyle. It's not as easy to do. Did you about Jilly from Philly? We spoke about that.
Oh, talking about so Ghana offered Afro Americans. So the Ghana thing, the citizenship. Well, I read that wasn't true.
No, you shut me down a couple of weeks ago.
I did. Right.
Told me it was fake news, but I had heard that come out of a lady from Ghana's mouth.
Oh, I read it said it was fake news.
But because he beats me, I didn't want to.
Okay, so if I'm wrong,
press the issue. Because I didn't want to get a beating that night.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing they're offering citizenship.
Oh, if that's true. But, okay, cool. If that's
from
true,
people who
true.
Are, you know what I mean? So, again, I'm not going to state my life on it, but I did hear that lady. It wasn't like I read an Instagram quote or something. I saw the lady say something about we're offering, citizenships for anybody who want to come. So anybody who don't like America, just go to Africa. Now the opportunity is there. And, you know what I'm saying, put up, you know, because the world is a huge place. You know what I mean? So if you have an opportunity to...
Somebody called Jill Scott Jilly from Philly. We talked about her.
We talked about Jilly from Philly.
That's jokes. Somebody, Peace Brothers, how can I get in touch with y'all? Manny, text. You can email us at urbanx.nyc@gmail.com. That's where you can send all your inquiries and stuff to us.
Thanks, Dram. Tell Malcolm to stop beating me. That's right.
I don't beat him, man.
He beats me.
I don't beat him. So is that it? No more questions?
Any more questions out here?
You really got people asking. Like, somebody asked me on Twitter, like, yo, your wave's coming in? I'm like, oh, whoa.
Facts. They're here.
I need a shape up.
Yeah,
but...
a little shape up, but they in there.
Yeah.
They in there. So with that being said, anything else out there for today? We will be off next week. And we'll get back to y'all in 2 weeks.
Somebody said, do you think we can have our own black union like Europeans have? So, I think Gaddafi tried to do that.
Yeah, and they smoked it.
And they popped his
top. Of course, with his own money.
Yeah.
Recognizing our own, off gold.
On the gold that they lived on.
On the gold that they lived on.
And
they got to the gods. Yeah. So,
and all they got to do is... put something else out there, meaning like they can say like we're coming after them for any other arbitrary reason,
and America will believe it.
Yeah, America will believe it, and we feel like America is like police of the world, so we got to go in and they killed him.
Yep,
that's really what they tried.
Facts.
All right. So with that being said, we appreciate all the viewers on YouTube. We're gonna put this back up because. I guess we're glitching, but to the listeners on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Castbox, all that good stuff, Audio Boom, Well, shout out to you. We are almost at 20,000 listens.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, we're almost at 20,000 listens. I guess we're going to pop a bottle then? No?
Yeah, we'll pop a bottle for that. Sure.
So, yeah. So, with that being said, peace.
Peace.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then